Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship. Today, we are to go in peace. Father, in heaven, we thank you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. And thank you for the privilege we have to request that you give special blessings on others. Like our prayer that you bless our friends, family, and even strangers with your perfect peace. Shalom. God, we know that you are the author of peace and that there's no real, true peace without a relationship with you through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Because of his sacrifice and your forgiveness of sins, by grace, we can become your children, adopted children. Lord, we ask that your Spirit surround us, speaking wisdom to us and understanding as we look into the phrase from your word to go in peace. Thank you for meeting all our needs and especially our need for peace in this world. Amen.
in a world of self-centered interests, where the losers are the weak and poor, and peace just a pause in the conflict as the parties rearm for more. Can peace be found, and does it last? Can the Prince of Peace heal my soul? Can he forgive all my sin? Can the God of peace make me whole?
He is our peace. He is our peace. Making enemies his friends. He shows his love.
Where the winners are the weak and poor, there is peace to be had for the asking when he stands and knocks at your door. He gave his life in atonement so that we could be righteous in him, as we forgive those who offend. We reflect his image to them.
He gives his praise.
We truly thank God for the opportunity to worship with you today. Thanks for listening. You're listening to Call to Worship and Praise. Please invite your friends to join us each week at this same time. Visit us online at calltoworship.us. This is where you'll learn more about this ministry and how it might help you or a friend. And when you visit the Call to Worship website, you can listen to previous broadcasts, available to you conveniently anytime, day or night. You will see archives of the Call to Worship programs going back from many years ago. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. We really appreciate your encouraging letters, your generosity, and faithful support. And when you write, will you please be sure to include the call letters of this station? Your tax-deductible donation can be mailed to us at Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Thank you for joining us for this time of worship and praise today. Oh, and by the way, have you checked out our Christian Oldies station? Please let me know when you do. I'd like your input. Christian Oldies are songs from 1965 to 1985, two decades of music from Jesus music to early contemporary Christian music. From your home, visit ChristianOldies.com and simply click on Listen Now. Or on the go, download the Live 365 app, then go to Christian Oldies. Thank you for listening to Call to Worship today. I pray that this time we're spending together will help you to go throughout your day in God's perfect peace.
Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be. A family. Let us walk with each other in perfect harmony. Let peace begin with me. Let this be the moment now. With every step I take, let this be my solemn vow, to take each moment.
Peace appears several times in Scripture, where that benediction proclaiming peace is, as the Hebrew, shalom. It may have a similar intent as using the word goodbye. Well, goodbye is a contraction of God be with ye, which conveys a blessing, like a prayer or hope that the other person will travel safely. I've read that to go in peace, used in the New Testament, may refer to the anticipated peaceful rule of Christ. Well, please join me now as we look at that phrase in Scripture, beginning with Judges chapter 18. Then they said, "Ask God whether or not our journey will be successful." "Go in peace," the priest replied, "for the Lord is watching over your journey." Isaiah 55, "For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy, and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands." Well, we find this phrase twice in 1 Samuel chapter 20, where we read the account of Jonathan warning David of his father's intentions. 1 Samuel 20, beginning with verse 13. The Lord do so and much more to Jonathan, but if it please my father to do thee evil, then I will show it thee, and send thee away, that thou mayest go in peace. And the Lord be with thee, as he hath been with my father. And then verse 42, at last Jonathan said to David, go in peace, for we have sworn loyalty to each other in the Lord's name. The Lord is the witness of a bond between us and our children forever. Then David left, and Jonathan returned to the town. And we find at least two occasions when Jesus Christ himself uses the phrase. Mark chapter 5, also found in Luke 8, a woman in the crowd had suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding. She had suffered a great deal from many doctors, and over the years she had spent everything she had to pay them, but she had not gotten any better. In fact, she had gotten worse. She had heard about Jesus, so she came up behind him through the crowd and touched his robe, for she thought to herself, if I can just touch his robe, I will be healed. Immediately the bleeding stopped, and she could feel in her body that she had been healed of her terrible condition. Jesus realized at once that healing power had gone out from him, so he turned around in the crowd and asked, who touched my robe? His disciples said to him, look at this crowd pressing around you. How can you ask who touched me? But he kept on looking around to see who had done it. Then the frightened woman, trembling at the realization of what had happened to her, came and fell to her knees in front of him and told him what she had done. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Your suffering is over. Listen to Luke, the account of Jesus healing a sinful woman. Luke 7, beginning with verse 44. Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, look at this woman kneeling here. When I entered your home, you didn't offer me water to wash the dust from my feet, but she has washed them with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You didn't greet me with a kiss, but from the time I first came in, she's not stopped kissing my feet. You neglected the courtesy of olive oil to anoint my head, but she has anointed my feet with rare perfume. I tell you, her sins, and they are many, have been forgiven. So she has shown me much love. But a person who is forgiven little shows only a little love. Then Jesus said to the woman, your sins are forgiven. The men at the table said among themselves, who is this man that he goes around forgiving sins? And Jesus said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. We could say that peace is the absence of strife. It also refers to silence, as the phrase, hold your peace, has been used. And when it comes to God's perfect peace, shalom, it is a miraculous gift of an almighty God. Peace is not just something we can request of God as a blessing for others. It is ours as we keep the right perspective and as we pray and communicate with our Savior. Listen to Isaiah 26. You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. And finally, Philippians 4. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Grace and peace. Grace and peace. And peace to you from God our Father. grace and peace. Grace and peace. Grace and peace to you from God our Father.
Spirit of the Lord.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song, as we've been reminded that God's peace is available to us at all times. I sincerely hope that this time has been a valuable part of your worship. We'd love to hear from you. Our address, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Friend, if you are listening now and concerned about your future, whether it be heaven or hell, I encourage you to find a Bible. Seek the face of the only one that can save. Jesus says in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Consider this thought. The day of the Lord is coming. Eternity is just a heartbeat away. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Make today the day of your salvation. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. And as you have questions or have made a decision regarding your relationship with God, then please, would you let us know? We'd love to hear from you. By mail at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501, or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us. And you can make your tax-deductible donation there safely and securely. You'll also find many tools to help you grow spiritually, and you'll find out more information about our ministries. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again from Isaiah 55, for you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands.
Mountains and the hills shall break for singing, and all.